You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
I'll say it again.
In 1 Samuel chapter 19,
when the Lord Jehovah caused Saul to remove all his clothes,
躺在地上的时候,
when he lied on the floor,
旁边没有人看得见,
when there's no one else next to him who can see,
烟雾啊,
and then whether it's fog or fire,
但是大卫在信心中,
but David in his faith,
他一定看见,
he definitely must have seen it.
这是荣耀的神,
and this is the glorious God,
圣洁的神,
the holy God,
审判悖逆他的人,
judging those who rebel against him.
或者像撒母耳记上23章,
or maybe like 1 Samuel chapter 23.
当扫罗就快要抓到大卫的时候,
when Saul was almost catching up with David,
别人可以听见的声音,
and the noise, voices that other people can hear,
就是有人告诉扫罗,
is that someone told Saul,
非利士人来攻击我,
the Philistines are coming to attack us.
扫罗就赶快撤兵去对付非利士人,
and Saul will then quickly retreat to deal with the Philistines.
但是对大卫而言,
but to David,
他听见的是大雷的声音,
what he heard was the noise of thunder.
我们可以一段一段地讲下去,
we can go on describing us phrase by phrase.
我们要问一件事,
but we must ask one thing.
为什么别人看见的东西,
why is that things that other people can see?
为什么别人听见的东西,
how is it that noise that other people can hear?
跟大卫看见,大卫听见的不一样,
comparing to what David has heard or seen are different.
别人看见的是事情发生了什么事,
what other people saw is that actually what was happening.
大卫看见了事情背后的耶和华,
but David saw the Lord Jehovah behind the happenings.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们需要神怜悯我们,
we need God to have mercy on us,
开我们的眼睛,
to open up our eyes,
以至于我们不只是看到我们周围发生了什么事,
so that we not just seeing things that are happening around us,
我们能够看见这些事情背后的神,
that we can see the God who's behind these happenings,
他如何在保护我们,
how he's protecting us,
他如何在帮助我们,
how he's helping us.
如果你看得见,
if you can see,
你来到神面前,
and then you come before God,
你的赞美,
your praises,
你的感谢,
your thanksgiving,
那就完全不同,
will be totally different.
第三方面,
in the third direction,
17节到第20节,
from verses 17 to 20,
是讲到
he's talking about the praising of the Lord of us rescuing.
第17节,
verse 17,
他从高天伸手抓住我,
he reached down from high and took hold of me.
把我从大水中拉上来,
he drew me out of deep waters.
这里面从水中拉上来这个拉这个字,
the drawing out of water,
这个字在全本旧约圣经里面只出现过三次,
in the whole Old Testament only appeared three times.
第一次在出埃及记2章第10节,
and the first time is the book of Exodus chapter 2 verse 10.
那里讲到摩西,
it talk about Moses
被从水里面拉出来,
being drawn out of the water.
那另外两次呢,
the other two times, the one other time is where we are reading now.
还有一次在哪里?
And where's the other time?
怎么可能不知道? 我一开始告诉你们,
how is it possible?
撒母耳记下22章就是诗篇18篇,
I started to tell you this 2 Samuel chapter 22 is Psalm 18. You were not listening.
所以第三个地方在哪里?
So where is the third area?
诗篇十八篇。
In Psalm 18.
大卫被圣灵感动，用了这个字。
David is moved by the Holy Spirit to use this word.
他所强调的
，What he was emphasizing on，
就是如同摩西被水里面拯救出来。
It's just like Moses being rescued out of the water.
是耶和华自己的作为。
It's the Lord Jehovah Himself's own work.
同样的。
In the same way,
他能够从水中被救出来,
that he can be saved, rescued out of deep waters,
是耶和华的作为,
is the work and deeds of the Lord Jehovah.
他知道,
he knows,
只有耶和华可以拯救他,
only the Lord Jehovah can rescue him.
为什么?
Why is that?
因为他晓得他的敌人是比他要强盛的多,
because he realized that his enemy is so much stronger than himself.
他知道他不是他敌人的对手。
He knows that he's no match for his enemy.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天有很多人。
Today is many people.
一直还不肯学一个很重要的功课。
They're unwilling all the time to learn one very important lesson.
那就是我们不是我们仇敌的对手。
That we are no match for our enemy.
所以今天很多年轻人碰到试探不逃的。
And today many young people when they encounter temptations, they didn't try to escape.
他说我可以啊。
He thinks that I can.
我怎么会跌倒呢?
How would I fall?
没问题啊。
No problem.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
记住。
Remember one thing.
他们比我强盛。
They are much stronger than I am.
魔鬼比你厉害。
The devil is so much powerful than you are.
他用的害你的人都比你厉害。
The people that he used to trap you are more powerful than you are.
你不要以为你比人家聪明。
Don't think that you're more clever than the others.
你靠你自己没有办法胜过。
If you just trust in yourself, you're not able to overcome.
但是你可以依靠神。
But you can trust in the Lord God.
在第十九节呢
？In verse 19,
他说我遭遇灾难的日子。
He said in the day of my disaster,
他们来攻击我。
They come to confront me.
但耶和华是我的依靠。
But the Lord was my support.
哎，这个英文这个地方翻译的非常好。
It's a very good translation from the English Bible.
他说他们来攻击我。
He said that when they confronted me,
但是耶和华挺我。
But the Lord Jehovah was my support.
他支持我。
He supports me.
他站在我这边。
He's standing on my side.
我小的时候很喜欢打篮球。
And when I was small, I liked to play basketball.
我们那个年代球场很少。
In those days, there are not many field baseball basketball courts. So every time when we're going to play,
都是一堆人啊。
There's a group of us.
然后就要分小队的打。
And then we separate into little teams.
然后你就在旁边等啊。
Then you have to wait on the side.
然后那个两队打呢
？And then when the two teams are playing against each other,
最多是三球。
The most you can have is three throws.
就是任何一个队进了三球。
And any team that who has thrown in three times,
输的那队就 out.
The losing side will be out.
然后下面一队上来。
The waiting team will come in.
这样大家才都有的打嘛。
So this way everyone will get a chance to play.
那我请问你。
So let me ask you.
如果你的队上的都是很烂的。
And if your team is a really bad one.
你有什么打头啊
?Oh, what strength do you have to win?
对吧你一上去。
So as soon as you go up.
三球完了。
Three games, three balls.
You're
out already.
你就在等啊等啊等啊等很久了对不对
?And you have to wait for a long time for your chance again.
那个时候。
At that time,
有一些很会打球的人。
There were some who was very able in playing the game.
他们是当兵的。
They are in the army.
然后他们有机会出来跟我们就一抢同样一个球场啊。
So whenever they have a chance to come out, they will come and fight with us over the ground.
我特别喜欢跟他们在一队。
I especially like to be in their team.
知道为什么?
Do you know why?
哇，只要他们在哦。
Because as long as they are there,
我们不用下来了。
We don't have to come down.
因为有他们在。
Because if they are there,
赢定了。
You will win definitely.
听懂了没有
？Do you understand?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
有耶和华挺你。
If you have the Lord Jehovah supporting you,
他在你的队上。
He's in your team.
你怕什么呢？
What are you afraid of?
大卫确定的知道。
And David definitely realized and knows.
神是一定可以帮助他的。
God can definitely help him.
不但如此。
Not only that.
第二十节。
In verse 20,
他还知道一件很重要的事。
He also knows one very important thing.
又领我到宽阔。
He brought me out into a spacious place.
神不但要拯救大卫，
God not only want to rescue David.
神要把大卫带到宽阔之处。
God wants to lead David into a spacious place.
我们每一个人，
Each and every one of us.
我们天然的里面，
In our natural self.
都非常狭窄，
We're very narrow-minded.
非常狭隘，
Very narrow-minded.
一点芝麻绿豆的小事，
Just a tiny little bit of thing
就可以把我们气死，
Will cause us to be so angry，
就让我们难受，
And cause us to be so unhappy。
还有人难，不但要难受，他还要香菇一下。
Not only that they will, they are upset, they will actually want to burst out。
我们受不了一点东西的，
We cannot take any little bit of things。
我们一点都不宽阔。
We are not broad-minded at all.
我们花一点点钱啊。
We just spend a little bit of money.
哦，这就是很多钱啊。
We think that's so much money.
那如果别人没反应呢？
If other people do not react to it.
爽呗。
Were you unhappy about that?
不爽。
Unhappy.
没良心。
You without conscience.
啊，他为什么这个样子？
Why is he treating me like this?
我们狭窄得不得了。
We are so narrow-minded.
斤斤计较。
We are so stingy. We calculate about little, every little thing.
然后我还嫌别人计较我们。
But we then also, but we think that other people are so calculating towards us.
但是我们很少 generous to others.
We are very never be generous to others.
我们很少对别人慷慨的。
We are never generous to other people.
我们都期望别人有爱心对我。
And we all hope that the other people will be loving towards us.
我们很少想过我们什么时候对别人有爱心。
But we never thought of whenever we were loving. We are so narrow-minded.
但是神的恩典是什么？
But God's grace is what?
把我们救出来。
He rescued us.
带我们到宽广。
Lead us into a spacious place.
这是何等宝贵的事。
How precious that is.
为什么神对大卫这么好？
Why is God treating David so well?
为什么要救大卫？
Why did he have to rescue David?
不会读圣经的人，
People who do not know how to read the Bible，
一天到晚去替大卫找理由。
From morning till night, they're trying to look for reasons for David.
其实我告诉你，
But actually, let me tell you，
这里清楚，大卫清楚地知道，
Here, David clearly knows，
神为什么对他好？
Why is God treating David so well?
不是他聪明，
It's not because he's clever
不是他长得帅。
It's not because he was good looking.
不是他是身上有六块腹肌。
Because it was not because he has a lot of muscles with him.
都不是。
No, none of those.
神为什么对他好？
Why was God treating him so well?
为什么？
Why is that?
神高兴。
Because God is pleased to do so.
用你们的话。
Using your words.
他爽。
He's happy about it.
他要对谁好就对谁好。
He can treat whoever he wants well.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你如果懂得这一点。
If you understand this part.
你不会跟别人比啊。
You will not try to compare with others.
你会发觉有一堆人啊。
You will discover that there's a group of people.
他死都不开心的。
He will be very unhappy no matter what.
不管怎么样他开心不来的。
Regardless of what happened, he cannot bring himself to be happy.
上帝已经对他够好了。
God is already so good.
我为什么比人家矮？
But why am I shorter than the other?
他已经够好了。
He's already good enough.
我为什么这么胖？
Why am I so fat?
然后最近我不知道为什么你们特别喜欢说我的肚子大。
Recently, I don't know why you have been telling me that my belly is big.
我们有一千个理由。
We have 1,000 reasons.
其实你要明白一件事。
Actually, you have to understand one thing.
你不需要跟任何人比。
You do not need to compare with anyone.
神喜悦你。
God is pleased with you.
他知道什么是对你最好的。
He knows what is best for you.
他给你安排的都是最好的。
What he has arranged for you is the best for you.
我知道了。
I know.
我深深的知道
I deeply know
你是绝对不相信的
You absolutely will not understand
不要说你们这么年轻了
not to say you are only so young
我们教会那些老人家了
With the older people in the church
我说神爱你啊
When I tell them that God loves you
神给你都是最好的
God gives you only the best
你们看他那个臭脸
But look at his face
你不认识我太太。
You do not know my wife.
听懂了没有
Do you understand?
那当然如果稍微年轻一点的。
Then of course, for the younger ones.
他怎么会跟我说呢
What would he say to me?
哎呀我不知道我的儿子啊。
You don't know about my son.
那当然也有不知道他的女儿的对吧
Of course, there are those who don't know about his daughter as well.
我们都不知道神给我们的是最好的。
We all don't realize that what God has given us is the best.
我们都觉得不够好。
We also always think that it's not good enough.
请你相信。
Please believe this.
将来你到天上。
One day when you go to heaven.
你就知道是最好的。
You will realize that that is the best.
现在折磨死你的那个人。
And now that the one who's torturing you to death.
神就是借着他的手。
And God is throwing his or her hands.
把基督坐在你里面。
To place Christ in you.
神为什么要对你好?
Why is God treating you so well?
不是你长得漂亮。
It's not because you're good looking.
不是你特别好。
Not that you're especially good.
是神高兴。
It's God is pleased to do so.
白白的恩典。
The free grace.
一个人如果读懂了第四节到第二十节。
And if a person is able to read and understand from verse 10 to 20,From verse 4 to 20. And he will know that the praises of David is not without reason. And because David truly realized his own peril, and he also truly knows that God listens to his prayers.
And he also truly knows that God listens to his prayers.
And he truly also understands that, knows that God rescues him.
但是你知道大卫的这个真的知道。
But you know that David's true knowing.
可以看见自己的危险。
He can see his own danger.
可以看见神奇妙的拯救。
And can see the amazing rescue of God.
可以看见神白白的恩典。
Can see God's free grace.
这可不是头脑的知识。
And this is not something that your head knowledge can do.
这好像什么呢?
And it's like what?
在教会历史上,
In the history of the church,
神曾经使用 Jonathan Edwards.
God once used Jonathan Edwards.
这一个传道人,
This preacher.
他讲了一篇非常有名的讲道,
He preached a very famous sermon.
落在愤怒之神手中的罪人。
The sinners who fall into the God of wrath.
这一篇道。
This sermon.
在 Princeton 的教会讲的时候。
And when he was preaching in the church of Princeton.
教会里面的人吓到一个地步啊。
And the people of the church were so frightened to an extent.
大声的呼喊。
They were all crying out.
开恩可怜我吧
Have mercy on us.
神就借着那一篇道
And God through that particular sermon
带下了美国的大复兴
Brought down the great revival of America.
今天我们上网都可以查到这篇道的内容
Today we are able to research, read into the contents of this sermon. If we go online, you can memorize it.
你可以下次有机会讲到你讲给别人听看看。
And next time, if you have a chance to preach, preach this to others and see the reaction.
你看会有什么反应?
See the reactions.
难处是什么?
What is the difficult part then?
难处是圣灵今天不可能用着我们来传达这样的信息。
The difficult part is the Holy Spirit is not possible to use us to preach such kind of message.
很多属灵的实际
Many spiritual realities
不是你努力可以得来的
It's not something that you can gain through your efforts
是神的恩典
It's the grace of God
你愿不愿意有那个 渴望的心。
Do you have that longing? You wish to have that heart of longings?
你能不能够诚诚实实的来面对？
Can you face it with honesty?
当我们来读这段圣经的时候，
When we come and read this part of the Bible,
我们可以明白，
We can understand
为什么大卫有那种爆炸性的赞美和称颂。
Why is it David had this explosive praises and thanksgiving?
我们可以惊讶。
We will be amazed.
我们可以欣赏。
We can admire.
大卫可以有这么激情的敬拜。
David can have such zealous worship.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
你可以投身在大卫的那个情节里吗？
Can you place yourself into that emotions of David's?
我们是无法。
There's no way that we can place ourselves truly into that.
我们不能够说好，我们也学大卫，我们也拼命的哇，耶和华，你是我的山寨啊，你是我的石头啊，你拼命叫嘛。
We cannot just cry out like David, and we do our utmost to place ourselves that God, you're my rock and my fortress.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们可以没有大卫的激情。
We may not have David's zeal.
在敬拜的人。
The worshipper.
但是我们绝对可以有像大卫一样的真诚来敬拜。
We can truly have David's true emotion when we're worshiping God.
Sincerity.
Sincerity to worship God.
大卫二节到三节的称颂赞美。
In the verses 2 to 3, David's praises.
是根据第四节到第二十节他的那个生命经历的一个流露。
It's based on the expression of verses 4 to 20, his expression of them.
是大卫真的看见的。
Is that David truly has seen?
大卫实在的经历了。
David truly experienced them.
不是别人要求他的。
It's not other people asking of him.
不是肉体的催逼。
It's not really from the flesh urging.
大卫不需要搞一堆的乐队啊、鼓啊，在那制造气氛。
David did not have to have a band or an orchestra to do a lot of emotions.
大卫更不是一个表演。
And David was not all the more not a performer.
好像今天你打开电视
As if today when you turn on the television
或者是你到一些教会去看他们的敬拜
And when you go to some churches to watch their worship
眼睛一闭
You close your eyes
手一伸起来
Stretch their arms
一个一个都好像活在神面前一样
Everyone as if they were living in front of God
那完全是虚假的东西
They are totally hypocrite
我们需要
What we need
是要记住
We have to remember,
真正拜父的
he who truly worships the Father,
必须是在心灵和诚实里来敬拜
must worship him in spirit and in truth.
什么叫在心灵里？
What does it mean in spirit?
就是你是真心诚意的来敬拜神
That is truly sincerely come to worship him.
什么叫在诚实里？
What does it mean to worship in truth and honesty?
你在真理里。
That you worshiping in truth.
我们只能够做一件事。
We can do but one thing.
我们可以祷告。
We can pray.
求神开我们的眼睛。
We ask God to open up our eyes.
让我们能够有神所喜悦的敬拜。
That we may have a worship that is pleasing to God.
从二十一节到三十一节。
From verses 21 to 31.
是讲到我们的义有多重要。
It's talking about how important our righteousness is.
你知道这段圣经把许多相信因信称义的神学家整场。
You know that this is causing a lot of theologians who is believing and justified by faith a lot of trouble.
也正因为这一小段圣经啊。
And just because of these short verses of the Bible.
很多人都误会大卫。
A lot of people misunderstood David.
所以你如果去读参考书啊
So if you go and read some reference books
有人说大卫简直是胡说
And they all saying that David is talking nonsense
他怎么可以讲这样的话呢
How can he say such things
特别是21节到25节这一段
Especially the part from verses 21 to 25
你读读看
If you read about it
读读看21节到25节我们来读
Let's read together from verses
21
The Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I have not done evil by turning from my God. All his laws are before me. I have not turned away from his decrees. I have been blameless before him and have kept myself from sin. The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in His sight.
Listen to
these few verses of the Bible.
大卫在说什么?
What is David saying?
按照他的公义报答他。
Reward him according to his righteousness.
按在他手中的清洁赏赐他。
And reward him according to the cleanness of his hands.
难道大卫得了老年痴呆不成?
Is David having Alzheimer in his old age?
他忘了他跟别十八干了啥事儿啊?
Did he forget what he has done with Bathsheba?
还是他忘了他杀了乌利亚?
Or did he forget that he has killed Uriah?
他怎么可以如此的自义呢?
How can he be so self-righteous?
更糟糕的。
The worst part is,
他以为耶和华的恩典是可以靠人的善行来购买的吗?
Did he think that the grace of God can be purchased by man's good deeds?
所以这段圣经啊,
so therefore this part of the Bible
害死了那些神学家,
caused a lot of theologians to be in trouble.
他们又不能够否定圣经,
they cannot deny the Bible.
那又要怎么解释呢?
So how can they explain this part then?
有一个好诚实的人说,
a very honest person said,
我真希望这段圣经没有留在圣经里。
I truly hope that this part of the Bible was not kept in the Bible.
这样我就不用解释为什么有这种的经文呢?
So then I don't have to explain why there are such kind of verses in there.
那有的人怎么解释呢?
So how did some other people explain it?
啊，大卫写这段诗歌啊。
That David's writing this part of the psalm.
是在他犯罪之前写的。
That he wrote them before he committed his sins.
他还没有跟别西巴乱搞以前呢。
Before he committed adultery with Bathsheba,
他是不错的。
He was okay.
这是表示大卫不认识自己。
That would mean that David did not know himself.
哎，这样解释说得通吗？
Can you really get away by explaining it this way?
大卫在跟别西巴犯罪之前，他确实有很多非常美好的见证。
David did have a good testimony before he committed adultery with Bathsheba.
譬如说
，For example，
他有机会杀扫罗。
He had a chance to kill Saul.
他居然不杀。
That he did not kill him.
好不好
？Is that good？
真的很美啊
！That's truly beautiful.
哎，他大发脾气的时候
，But when he lost his temper。
居然肯听拿巴老婆的劝。
That he was willing to listen to the wife of Nabai. Naba.
这个简单吗?
Is that a simple task?
不容易啊。
It's not easy.
真的是很好啊。
Truly very good.
当然我们都不能够忘记。
But of course we cannot forget.
他对着米非波设的恩典。
His grace towards Mephibosheth.
如果大卫身上一生就只有这几件事
If David in his whole life just these few things
那他讲的21节到25节我们说得过去吧
So then what he has described in verses 21 to 25 may be able to be applied
但是你不要忘了
But don't forget
在大卫犯罪之前
Before David committed his sins
他的生命中除了这些得胜的经历以外
In his life, with other than these victorious incidents,
他有没有失败?
Did he have failures?
有没有?
Did he have other failures?
当然有嘛。
Of course he had.
请问你。
Let me ask you.
大卫有没有欺骗?
Did David deceive?
装假?
Did he try to fake it?
有没有背叛自己的国家?
Did he rebel against his own nation?
他去帮菲利士人打仗?
Did he went and fought for the Philistines?
有没有?
Did he do those?
都有啊!
Yes, of course he did.
所以当我们要来读这段圣经的时候
Therefore, when we have to come and read this part of the Bible,
我们就发现这个很难哦。
Then we will discover that it's very difficult.
二十一节跟二十五节
Verse 21 and verse 25
都有耶和华按我的公义清洁赏赐这一类的字眼
Has also the words that like the Lord Jehovah has rewarded according to my righteousness and according to my cleanness in his sight
所以我们可以说二十一节到二十五节它是有一个框架
So then we can say that verses 21 to 25 there's a frame surrounding it
这几节圣经它真正要告诉我们的是什么呢？
What does these few verses of the Bible want truly to tell us?
大卫在这几节圣经中真正要告诉我们的是耶和华是一位赏善罚恶的神。
And what David truly wants to tell us through these few verses is that David, the Lord Jehovah rewards the good and punishes the evil.
我们要记住，
We must remember,
当你读这段圣经的时候，
When we read this part of the Bible,
重点不是大卫的行为，
The highlight is not on the behavior of David,
重点是大卫的心智。
David, The highlight is on the mentality of David.
大卫强调他没有离开耶和华的面。
David emphasized that he has not left the face of our Lord Jehovah.
他把神的话放在心上。
He placed God's words in his heart.
24节那里的完全
And the perfection of the blameless in the verse 24
不是讲到他没有罪
is not talk about his being sinless
而是讲到大卫对着神是全心的是真心的
And it's talking about David towards God it has a true heart and a total perfect heart
大卫就是在他软弱失败的时候
Even David when he was weak and he failed
他的心依然归向神
His heart still belonged to God
他尽量保守自己远离自己的罪孽
He tried to separate himself and be distant from his own iniquities
注意
Pay attention
他说我也保守自己远离我的罪孽。
And he said, I have kept the ways of the Lord. I've tried to distance myself from the iniquities.
他没有否认他有罪孽。
He did not deny that he has iniquities.
他承认他有许多的罪。
He admitted that he has many sins.
但是他恨恶这些罪。
But he loathed those sins.
他远离这些罪。
He's distancing himself, kept himself from those sins.
大卫在这里所说的不是他有多完美。
David is not talking about how perfect he is here.
他宣告的是耶和华有多慈爱。
He's declaring how loving the Lord Jehovah is.
如果有人愿意跟随主。
If anyone is willing to follow the Lord.
有人愿意顺服主。
Anyone who's willing to surrender, submit to the Lord.
耶和华就乐意赏赐。
The Lord Jehovah is willing to give and reward.
耶和华对着真心愿意相信遵守他律法的人是何等的信实。
And the Lord Jehovah is so faithful to those who is truly willing to believe and follow him.
这段圣经。
And this part of the Bible.
跟全本圣经其他地方的教导。
Comparing to all the other teachings in the whole Bible.
其实是相同的。
Actually, it's the same.
都告诉我们。
It is all telling us.
耶和华神。
The Lord God Jehovah.
对着那些不愿意离开他的人
Towards those who are unwilling to be departed from him
看重他话语的人
And those who place importance on his words
就是满了慈悲与怜悯
Is full of love and mercy
纵然这些人会失败
Even if these people may fail
会软弱
They may be weak
耶和华神一定拯救他
The Lord Jehovah God will definitely rescue them
相反
On the opposite
如果有人不愿意跟从神
If anyone is not willing to follow God
不把神的话当真
If not treat God's words as important and real
圣经对着那些人
The Bible towards these people
也让我们知道
And causes us to know
耶和华同样信实
The Lord Jehovah is faithful in the same way
一定审判
Definitely will judge
扫罗王就是很好的例子
King Saul was a very good example
圣灵借着大卫给我们这段圣经
The Holy Spirit through David's words here in the Bible
其实是要帮助我们认识一个重要的真理
It's actually trying to help us to understand a very important truth
不要因为我们自己有多少的困难
Don't think that how many difficulties we have
我们就离开神
Then we depart from God
更不要不把神的话当作一回事
And also we should not treat God's words with contempt
因为神对着他儿女的呼召
Because the calling of God towards his children
就是你要专心仰望耶和华
That you must focus and look upon the Lord God Jehovah
神也盼望他的儿女爱慕神的话
God also hoped that his children would love his words
大卫的祷告
And David's prayer
在这一段圣整章的圣经里
In this whole chapter of the Bible
还有很多值得我们学习的
There are so many other areas that's worthy of our learning
主如果愿意
If the Lord is willing
我们下次再来讲
We will continue to preach next time on this
我们低头祷告
Let's bow our head in prayer
亲爱的主
Dear Lord
我们把你的话交在你的手中。
We place your own words into your hands.
我们只有一个祷告。
We only have one prayer.
求你怜悯我们。
We beseech that you have mercy on us.
开我们的眼睛。
Open up our eyes.
让我们愿意一生跟随你。
That we are willing to follow you the rest of our life.
一生听你的话。
That we will listen to your words the rest of our lives.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.